Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
This is ABQ Connect, presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Our good friend, Carlos Griego. He is quite a character, and we love having him in the studio, and he does a great job. So hope you'll frequent Bosky Heating and Cooling. They do a great job and very reliable. Want to welcome to the show now our friend from John Moore Associates, Brian Cochran. Brian, how are you?
Good afternoon, Jim. Doing good.
Now, again, I've told you this before, but I think if I was a financial advisor, I would have Maalox in one hand and maybe something else in the other hand, not so good, because, boy, the financial markets have been up and down. But you've really shown us how people that have panicked with all the COVID stuff and the political unrest that we have, that staying the course has been the best thing. So today I want to ask you about the election and the anxiety that accompanies it and how that is affecting the financial markets.
Yeah, I think the market doesn't mind the election as much as individual investors might. And what I mean by that is almost every conversation I have with clients seems to come back to the election at some point. People are very concerned about political change, just general political volatility and what's happening with social unrest and how that might end up showing up in the markets and affecting their own investments. So it's definitely a common theme that we're addressing day by day when we speak to our clients.
When you talk about people questioning you, and I know, Brian, you have people of every political affiliation working with you, and you know, it's common to have, you know, people of different faiths and people with no faith and people that are atheists or whatever position they are, but they trust you with their money and to help them and advise them. I guess I'm just wondering, are there, you know, is there a side to this whole election that are making people more nervous than another?
Well, I think Christians in particular see the potential for, elected officials coming into power that may not share their values. And also, we have a lot of clients who are, you know, pretty economically sophisticated. Maybe they're business owners, and they worry about policies that might just hurt the economy in general and how that could impact their bottom line in the markets or in their business. And one thing we have to remind clients constantly is that the market doesn't have a political affiliation. What the stock market looks at is corporate earnings, profits, and values companies accordingly, not just profits today, but more importantly, what are profits going to do, you know, what are they expected to do in the next 3, 6, even 12 months. And so if we take away the political part, I think it can go a long way into easing people's minds, knowing that they are certainly entitled to their political opinions, and I certainly have my own, but the market doesn't have a horse in the race when it comes to politics.
Brian, you said something in our last meeting, and what we're doing, just let the public know, Brian's making himself available every Friday because we do have a lot of people asking questions about the markets and what's going on. You brought up the last time we talked for the hour show that there's a lot of people that, I guess the term is day trading, where they're using these self-investment platforms, and so they like to hear what you have to say, Brian, and maybe that'll translate into some people saying, gee, it might be better for me to have a team at John Moore Associates help me instead of me relying upon some blinking lights on my computer, because I've looked at a couple of these apps and they just make me nervous. They look a little bit more like a slot machine than they do about an investment advisor.
Yeah, we see that kind of speculation. And that's where we worry the most, is that, you know, this idea, especially let's tie that back to the politics a little bit. You know, if there's no one standing between the investor and that kind of decision to let their politics drive their investment decision making, then mistakes can be made. And we've seen that. So, you know, from 2008 to 2016, we had one administration, and people are more conservative leaning clients, people who had more right leaning politics. A lot of them made really bad investment decisions. They may not have participated in what was a very strong market between 2008 and 2016 because they didn't like who was in office. And then we saw the opposite happen. Obviously, things changed very quickly politically, in November of 2016. We had a new administration, and I had people in my office literally in tears insisting that I sell their entire portfolio because the world was going to go down the toilet. And so that's part of our job, is to not only bring consistent investment process and our education and all of that, but also just to be wise counsel when people's emotions, maybe driven by politics, are overriding good decision making, and we can stop them and say, well, let's look at what's really happening here and what's a good principle to live by when it comes to investing.
Brian, I noticed today that the markets are actually pretty even, maybe slightly, just barely down a little bit. But I think when we listen to our governor here in New Mexico talk about the fact that the transmission rates of this COVID have dropped below her initial thresholds where she was going to open up the state fully and everything else, we're all kind of optimistic, but why would the market all of a sudden be down just a little bit?
Well, we've had a good week overall. So, yeah, if you look at today's trading, we're, you know, flat to down depending on the sector you're looking at. But last week was a good week in the markets. This week has been a good week in the markets. So sometimes you get to the end of a good week and there may just be some profit taking happening. So it's not necessarily that there's bad news in the market today. There's no big new information that I've seen hitting the market today. It's just, you know, in the end, there's always going to be some activity, some trading that's going to occur. One of the biggest mistakes we see people make is they always want to see a market change in a day, whether it's positive or negative, and they got to know the reason. They want to see a source, and sometimes there's not. It's just stock prices are shifting, someone's selling, someone's buying, and, you know, the market might slip up or down at 1 or 2% on any given day. But it's actually been a pretty positive week overall, and certainly a really positive run since the market bottomed back in March. So if we get a little pause and catch our breath here at some point with maybe a down week or two, that wouldn't be a shock.
Yeah. Brian, I hope you and your family have a great weekend. Thanks for the update today. And I'm glad it was a good week, and we hope next week and pray that it is a good week next week as well. Thanks.
We'll take what comes to us.
All right. Jim, God bless you. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you joining us. Mm-hmm.